We thought Kenya's presidential elections were decided, but a recent court decision just shook up that whole process. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to talk about the political shakeup, what it means for Kenya, and the prayer needs. And then a new resource is helping refugee children process what they've just been through. More on that story of hope in just a few moments. But let's start today in Kenya, where deadly riots broke out when Raila Odinga, leader of the opposition party, lost in the presidential election last month. Now, it looks like he might have another shot at filling the role. Odinga brought his complaints to court, and last week, Kenya's Supreme Court made a shocking announcement. They've thrown out the election results. Judges cited irregularities in the voting process, and a revote has been scheduled for later this year. Transworld Radio Kenya's Bernice Gutierrez says,
"Of course, the news has been received with mixed feelings from both sides, with the opposition rejoicing and the president's party very, very quiet and a bit of disbelief."
Gutierrez says she doesn't expect more protest with this latest development. In fact, in some ways, the revote comes as a bit of a relief. Both sides have been heard, and a bit of faith has been restored in the democratic process.
As the body of Christ, we are happy because we believe that the other party is feeling that their grievances have been heard and the government has not influenced the judges. And the other party is saying we are ready.
Would you pray for the peace to hold and for God's will in Kenya to unfold? Next, Christianity in Nepal has two bullies, Hindu radicals from within the country and India. Lawmakers are in the process of finalizing a law that could criminalize the sharing of faith. It resembles anti-conversion and anti-blasphemy laws in neighboring nations. Joe Handley of Asian Access says the decision was heavily influenced by Nepal's neighbor, where the pressure is on to create a Hindu-dominant state.
There's a significant correlation between what's happening in India today and what's happening in Nepal.
Church growth has exploded since Nepal's earthquake a couple years ago. Believers were among the most active groups administering aid. And since then, the Nepali government has been under pressure from India to do something about it. Handley says church leaders are lobbying with the government to try and soften the blow. But either way,
church leaders are very optimistic about the situation, not so much with what might happen legally, but in terms of their public witness. They know that nothing can hold them back from the advance of the gospel. They've lived through twists and turns all throughout most of their history as believers.
Here's how we can be praying. Pray for wisdom for the government leaders, strength for believers, and most of all, that the gospel will continue to advance in Nepal. And violence in Iraq and Syria and other nations has forced millions of families from their homes. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says even kids have been exposed to sights and experiences that no one should ever have to endure.
A partner of ours has developed a small booklet that is biblically based that helps the children try to process, try to deal with what they have just experienced, even at their young age.
That's why Bibles for the World is branching out from their usual focus to print a new piece of literature.
As we have seen the violence there that Islam has brought into these areas, into these people's lives, the devastation, the destruction, and our hearts have just been broken by this.
The books will be printed, shipped, and distributed with the help of a network of partners, all interested in bringing the hope of the Prince of Peace to a people who desperately need it. Bibles for the World is asking for your prayer as this project goes forward.
Right now, God has provided for us to be a part of this first print run, but as we hear the opportunities that exist, and even as we see ISIS being driven back from certain places, it's going to open more and more doors of opportunity, we feel, for this booklet, for other outreaches.
More details on how you can get involved with any of these stories today can be found at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. So this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Let's eclipse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.